All right, and welcome everyone to another Sunday afternoon Revolution Radio. This is Council of Cabal. I'm Stephen Roberts. I have a very special guest on with me today. He's a local man. He's a good friend. He was gracious enough to step in for the guest that I had lined up. I think I've done this to him like about three times now, but my friend is a local activist. He's a bit of a rabble rouser, but I want to welcome David Frank to the show. Welcome, David.
Hey, nice to be with you, Steve. Thanks for having me at this last moment.
Oh, I'm very grateful for you stepping up.
No, that's fine. Hey, you do a great job, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be on with you.
So, what's on the plate today? We're just going to talk about issues, or I've been hearing some things that are going around locally. Maybe we could talk about local things first and then national things, and then maybe we can talk about what you to do, or you want to talk about what you do first?
Hey, that's fine. You know, I think everybody's community is starting to fall apart, and that affects us nationally, obviously. You know, I think people are waking up to the fact that Washington is totally dysfunctional, state capitals are dysfunctional, and local governments just as bad as the other two. And I think people are starting to realize that these people in the political profession cause more problems than they solve. And I think people are starting to realize that maybe it's time we, the people, just start resolving our issues and quit waiting for the political buffoons to do that for us.
Yes. I want to interrupt for a second there, David, and tell everyone that I'm also on Alt Ireland Radio and PSN Radio, thanks to Chris O'Brien and Angel Espino. So we can, I know, well, the many times that I've had you on, you have this plan, David. We can talk about this plan a little better.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the plan is about just using communication technology that we've never had before to let the people start raising, debating, and voting on the issues. You know, we've been paying these politicians big money to do that for us, and I think we're realizing that all they're doing is really misrepresenting how we, the people in America, really feel about the issues that affect our lives. And, what we're doing is pushing a plan from the ground up, community by community. You know, because, Steve, if you don't have a solid foundation, you're not going to have a solid system. And I believe that every community is a foundation block. And if we can fix each community, then the next thing we know, America will be fixed. But what we want to do is we want to use present-day communication technology to let the people in each community start raising ideas that they think can make their community better. There are people out there that have ideas to make education better, the environment, a better tax system, where we want our tax monies to go and not go, all kinds of different ideas. There are people out there that have these ideas, and we want them to present their solutions to the community problems directly to the citizens in our community. You know, I think we're starting to learn that federal, state, and local government is where great ideas go to die. And what we need to do is use technology to bring those great ideas to life. So the idea is we want to use our public broadcasting station as our local issues channel. We've got the travel channel, the food channel, sports channel. We have all these different channels, but we don't have the most important channel in each community.
Local issues channel?
Local issues channel. And we want to use public broadcasting station as our local issues channel. You know, right now they play cartoons and all kinds of silly stuff, but public broadcasting is the only non-commercial broadcasting station around the country. In fact, it's basically owned by we the people. Not any particular person owns it. We all own it. So what we want to do is change the format of our public broadcasting station in our community to start really dealing with the solutions and the problems in our community, so that people can present their ideas directly to the community over our local issues channel. We can debate those ideas because we want people educated on these solutions, and then people can vote with any touch tone phone on them. And, you know, we're voting on American Idol, CNN, Fox, Dancing with the Stars, just about every other station. But anybody that in our community that sees these ideas that they want to have their voices heard on, they can vote with any touch tone phone. It'll go into a community database that will have your ID number and PIN number. The computer will ask you for your ID number and PIN number, ask you what issue number you want to vote on, press 1 for yes, 2 for no, count the vote, block you out from voting more than once, and every time the debate is replayed, there'll be an updated tally of the yeses and the noes, and we can have a 21st century system that is truly of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Yeah, that, I mean, every time I hear it, you know, the plan sounds good, because what we have going on right now doesn't work. I think you mentioned 9 people control, 260,000 over there in South Bend?
Yeah. We have 9 people that sit on a city council. They're basically the CFOs of our community, you know, the chief financial officers. They're spending about $400 million a year of our money that's supposed to go to benefit we the people, but it's going to go to political projects that benefit political cronyism.
And it goes in their pockets anyways, yeah.
Right. It's just a modern way of money laundering and racketeering and organized crime. And, you know, we just, the problem is that not only is our community broke, but communities around the country are now basically bankrupt because, you know, our monies are being misused and not benefiting the people, not providing us with the necessities that, you know, we work so hard to pay our taxes for. And I think the new numbers are that we're now working 190 days out of 365 days
just
for the government,
interest.
You know, which means that we're now working more for the government than the government is working for us, which means the government is no longer working for us. And that's why we need to change the system.
Well, it's been that way for a long, long time. It was set up that way by design, in case somebody doesn't know. But
Right. When you look at our Constitution, what it really was an attempt 240 years ago, without the advantage that we now have with real communication technology. But the Constitution was a communication device to have the direction of America supposedly decided of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that communication device was also supposed to let we the people decide what role we wanted our federal, state, and local governments to play in our lives. And it's been shorted out with greed and corruption just almost ever since its inception. And it's never really worked. And that's why we need a new communication system. And we need to use the communication tools that we've never had to, you know, start over. Let the people decide what kind of tax system they want in their community. Let the people decide what kind of education system they want or what kind of environmental ideas are out there to make their communities better. There's, you know, but what we have now, Steve, is a brain dead system, because like we have 267,000 people or brain cells in our community, and out of those 267,000 brain cells, we're only using 9, and it's a brain dead system. Our goal is to fire up those 267,000 brain cells, because there might be 1,000 or 10,000 people that have ideas to make our education system better, as opposed to the 7 people that sit on the school board. Or we might have 10,000 people that have ideas for, you know, making our infrastructure better or whatever it is. But those are the pieces of the puzzle that are out there. But when you are only relying on 9, it's a brain dead system, and that's why nothing works in our communities any longer, and that's why our communities are falling apart.
Yes, it exactly is. And in case a lot of people don't know it, a lot of times these people we're talking about, politicians on the local or state or city, state or federal level, they all swear an oath to the Constitution. But what they're actually swearing an oath to is the Constitution of the United States Corporation. They're not swearing an oath to the United States people.
No, I think one of the problems is even the Supreme Court can't decide what is the constitutional and what is not constitutional. So many issues are really not that simple. And the reason they are is because they're deciding over stupid solutions to real problems. I mean, you know, it's sort of like they're voting on the difference between cancer and tuberculosis. We need real solutions, common sense solutions that that we haven't had for a long time. And there was a guy, Reverend Farrakhan. I'm not a big follower of his at all. But one thing that he did say during the Million Man March that did make a lot of sense is he said, we need the American people to be the new Supreme Court. And I totally believe that. You know, when you look at the figures as far as, you know, there are three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. And if you look at the legislative, and they're all supposed to be supposedly watching each other, the legislative, it's about 92% of the American people think that the legislature is a failure. And like 60% of the people believe that the executive branch is basically a failure. I don't know what the figures are on the judicial, but I'm sure, I would imagine people would feel the same way, which is basically saying our system is a failure. And that's why you don't want to keep doing what we've been doing, because it's a system that's out of control. And what we need to do is we need to, you know, it's a system very similar to organized crime, like the mafia had. Top-down systems always benefit the people at the top, and that's what we have here in America. And I think what the American people have to do is get organized themselves and start taking back their country. And the only way we can do that is to really empower ourselves with a real voice on the issues that affect our lives. We don't want somebody else making that decision for us. It's time that we start asking the American people what kind of country they want, as opposed to the 535 people, in Washington who we know are taking bribes from lobbyists representing special interests. It's the same system that the mafia used to use for prostitution. They had the John, the pimp, and the whore. And in Washington, we have the politician, or the lobbyist, and the special interest. And it's the same system. It's a system of taking. It's a system of prostitution.
And it's all and basically all about the same kind of price tags on them too, aren't they?
Right. I mean, you know, it's such a scam. But whenever you let a small group of people make the rules and collect the taxes and spend the tax money, this happens in every country, in every era. It happens every time. And that's why 2,000 years ago it said, hey, one of these days there's going to be a world that's going to allow the last to be first and the first to be last. That's what this communication technology does. It's really a miracle, and all we've got to do is use it in the right way so that we can really allow the last to finally be first. And all we're doing is building it's a communication vehicle, you know, just like an automobile has an engine, a body, and a transmission. This system has you got a TV, yeah? You got a touch-tone phone, yeah? Well, why don't you just watch issues that affect your life over the TV? If you have an interest, pick up the touch-tone phone and call a local number and use it as your voting device. And with a community computer that has your ID number and PIN number, it'll count your vote, block you out from voting more than once, and we can now have decisions made by you. So that's basically it. I don't think we can make it any simpler than that, Steve.
Yeah. You know, David, it seems to me I remember things. There used to be some kind of voting system around here. That way you could call in with a touch-tone phone and call in some kind of a vote, and they would block you out. But I don't remember what it was now.
Well, you can do that. Sometimes on the news, they'll have a question of the day, some stupid, stupid question. Like, you know, for your evening meal, are you going to be eating food? You know, or something really, really unimportant and really stupid. And people, I guess they call in and vote. And if you try and use that phone number again, I think you're blocked out. But, you know, the same phone can be used to vote, you know, let other people can vote on it. We're going to be using an ID number and a PIN number. So, anybody can use your touch-tone phone to vote with. It's just a real simple plan, and I just don't know why more people aren't jumping on it, to tell you the truth, because you're not going to take this out of control system down from the top down.
Well,
you've got to do it community by community from the ground up.
Yes, you do. There's another man out in Oregon. He's doing a lot of the same things. He's taking communities back at the grassroots level, but he doesn't have any kind of computer technology or anything like you're talking about. You know, it really wouldn't take any kind of a programmer much more than a few weeks to build that program up, you know. But
absolutely, there's nothing to it. The software is all out there.
I mean,
and the corporations are smart enough to use it. You know, they want to know what you want so they can sell it to you so that they can make you happy. But unlike corporations that are, you know, want to make money, our local politicians are so afraid that they're going to lose their $1,500 a month and, you know, they won't be on their little ego trip anymore, you know, because they're going to be just like everybody else. Their voice is going to be the same as everybody else's.
Yeah, David, somebody raised a question here. I remember in a lot of these elections here lately that the voting boxes or the voting software had been hacked and corrupted, and votes were thrown one way. There's a way to keep that from happening in this kind of a voting system, isn't there? I mean,
oh sure, yeah. We're talking about two different things. We're talking about one computer. The guy that has the question is talking about is, you know, the Democrat or Republican party in each community have control over all the voting booths, even though they're electronic somehow. But all we're talking about is one computer in our community that will be fail-safed. And yeah, it can be done. You know, Steve, I can pay my Comcast bill using my touch-tone phone, and by pushing four buttons, I can transfer money correctly out of my checking account and put it into their checking account. Now, if we can do that with money, I think we can do that with a single vote on an issue in our community.
Probably so, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I was getting to the man out there in Oregon. Paul Sanfuego. I had him on the show one time. He's actually, what he's doing is going to small communities that ask him to come and help them. He's stopping big corporations from doing damaging things in small communities. What they do is they draw up a bill and then pass a local law keeping these big mega corporations from doing these things, taking back their power at a small grassroots in a small grassroots way.
Absolutely. Well, that's the way it has to be done. I mean, you can't rely on people in Washington or state capitals who have been bought off by these corporations to make smart decisions to benefit the people. They're always going to make those decisions to benefit the corporations. Remember, you never bribe a judge, a juror, or a politician. People that make decisions for other people, you never bribe them to make right decisions. They always accept money to render wrong decisions.
Certainly,
that's
they
what's
do.
Wrong with our system today. You know,
certainly,
we've allowed campaign finance money or bribes, is what they are, to be legal, and you know, that means that they are making bad decisions for you and good decisions for their clients or their special interests. That's why they call them special interests. The problem is we are not special. Well, we need a system that makes us special. And see, once this is hooked up at every community, you know, like this guy's going around trying to get people to, you know, get involved against these corporations, all you've got to do is raise the issue over the TV and the radio and the internet, debate it so that people are educated on the issue and vote on it, and have that as your law of the land. That's all. And it's very simple, but you need to use communication technology to do that. You know, like in places, they're marching around with banners and all this stuff. It's wasting all this energy. You know, hey, people could be home or anywhere involved in the issues that are affecting their community, and they can start rebuilding their community. And that's how you rebuild America, community by community.
Hi, David. Frank.
Hey, how are you? Sorry I was late.
Hi, David Schroeder. Doggone it. Can I give you a call back in about 35 minutes? Bring you up there?
You sure can.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll send you a text here in a minute, though. But
okay, I'll be here.
All right. Thanks, David.
Okay. Sure. Bye.
Okay, David. That was the other guest that I was supposed to have had on.
Oh, now what's the other David about?
pedophile rings, ritualistic satanic murders.
Oh, all that I don't know anything about that stuff.
Yeah. All that good
stuff.
All
I want to do is fix America so that future generations can have a good life. And if we fix America, other countries will follow, because I think everybody's sick and tired of killing each other. You know, it's just stupid. And greed is just running rampant. And, you know, we have no, you know, Steve, you cannot have representation without communication. And I'm 65 years old. I've never been asked my opinion on any issue. And the issues I've tried to impose my opinion on, I've lost. And I've got to say, the American people have no representation. You know, just because I'm an old white guy and there's some old white guy sitting on the city council, it doesn't mean that we feel the same way about the issues or he represents me. It has nothing to do with skin color, religion, or sex, or anything like that. The best person to represent you is you.
It is, absolutely. And people need to realize that. We've been conditioned for, I don't know, well over 100 years now to believe that government has to take care of us.
Well, it's taken care of us, all right.
Yes, it has.
It's really taken care of us. It's flush. When you think about biblical terminology, sort of like the term Jesus or Judas, I think if you look at the politicians, I think they would really be a lot more like Judas than Jesus. Because these guys are selling their souls and flushing the American people down the toilet while they fill their pockets.
Yeah, sorry. Looks like we got another call in there.
Great.
Hello. Is this Freedom Blick?
Yes, it is. Studio A.
This is Banjo Pickin' Gal.
Banjo Pickin' Gal. How are you?
Banjo.
You want to join the discussion, Banjo? Do you want to join us?
Would I be welcome?
Sure.
I have a few comments about grassroots stuff, like we were able to dump fluoride in Calgary, so
yeah,
I felt I could maybe share something.
Well, certainly. As I mentioned there a few minutes ago, Paul Sanfuego out there in the state of Oregon, he's helped, I think, like 180 communities stop some very, very big corporations from doing things like fracking. I think they stopped Walmart and going into some small communities. As I mentioned, fracking, they've taken fluoride out of water in some communities too. They even one of their first victories over there in a small community of 560 people stopped a big pig farm from coming in, and they did it with his little grassroots way of doing it. But you know. People can stand together. They just have to stand up, get out of their chairs, and stand up first.
For sure. That's what happened here in Alberta. In Calgary, we had fluoridation, and we went through a 20-year battle with them. And then finally, we
speak up as good as you can, please.
Finally, we decided that it didn't work just to be polite. What we had to do is get really into their faces, and we used handbills. We talked about the fact that putting poison in public drinking water is a criminal act. And the more people were empowered to use the exact language to expose the corruption and to teach people about the alternatives, we got doctors involved, we got dentists involved, we used posters, we just really went out there. We even had children involved, and we made truth brushes, huge, giant brushes, and we called them truth brushes, and that made quite an impact. And so we were able to dump fluoridation in our city, and we're very happy that that's done now, because it has affected the thinking of people. And I'm really happy that Portland also did it. They went through a long process using a vote, but we were able to get them in our city without a vote. We just were able to embarrass the councillors whenever they showed up. You know, if they would show up for a dinner and there was question period, the first question was always, why is that poison in our drinking water and what are you going to do about it? You know, I'm talking about the fact that it was a criminal action. So when we become empowered and fearless in using the right language, the house of cards falls.
Now, how many people, what do you have, like a city council that votes on issues like that?
Yes. Yes.
And how many people? How many people are on the city council?
Our city is about 1 million, and I think we have, I can't remember if it's four, I think it's about 14 councilors.
14 out of 1 million. And you know, when you look at that, that is such a brain dead system. 14
right.
people is not a litmus test as to how 1 million people feel. That is right. just such an archaic, stupid way of making decisions, because I have no doubt that if you guys could have presented your findings directly to the community, you know, over your TV and radio and internet, and people could have actually voted directly on those issues, I bet you would have had a landslide on your hands.
Well, the problem with the voting, they actually did hold plebiscites here, but what happened is the health authorities came in the back door and tainted the elections. They used public money to broadcast and tell us that fluoride was, you know, they had pictures of smooth running water, fluoride is only natural, on and on. And so it was the plebiscites that really caused these problems. And the problem is how to get the information out to the people. But really, the system works if people understand that you don't just sit back and expect government's going to look after you. You have to keep on your representatives. Like in our city, we have a ward system where the city is divided up into segments, and each councillor represents one ward. So if people really put the bite on that counselor's butt, you know, then make them accountable and keep them informed, then the change happens. But change doesn't happen when we just sit back and, you know, expect it all to come in for free. But democracy takes some work, and democracy, well,
yep.
usually voting where the 52% can control the 49%.
It does.
Well, but what you've got now is 14 people controlling 1 million people, and that's
right.
even worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
those million people really didn't have a direct voice. I mean, they're counting on the one person in their ward or what, and giving that one person in your ward that much power is too much power.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Go ahead and continue talking with her. I need to do something for a couple minutes here.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're in the 21st century now, and us marching around, you know, we're the owners of the community. We're not we're begging our servants to do the right thing, and that's just stupid anymore. I was involved in an issue here. They wanted to build a shopping center and a industrial park, which we didn't need in one of our townships. And it went in front of the city council, which was really unfair because we're in the county, and if you disagree with the people on the city council, you can't vote them out. You can only vote out people on the county council. But
right.
That issue was given to the people on the city council. We had 150 people show up against the issue, and 3 people spoke for it, and the 9 people voted unanimously for the 3 people. And I can tell you, those 150 people will not be back. But if those people in our township could have voted directly after they heard the issue in its entirety, we would have won. And I just have no faith in politicians. And, you know, really, when you even think of the word politics, it tells you, you know, basically what you've got. Poly means many. Ticks means bloodsuckers. You have many bloodsuckers, you know, running your life. And when you look at the fact that they've taken such a high percentage of tax money, and you know,
I also like looking at the word, you know, polite. They're polite bloodsuckers, and I think sometimes we have to get beyond just being polite. Sometimes we just have to call a spade a spade, and many of us are afraid to do that. That's
Absolutely.
What happened in our city for many years. And the other problem is, you know, the fact that people don't get good information through our Zionist-controlled media, and how to get that information out to people. And we found that the best way, we had little handbills. You take an 8.5 half by 11 sheet and cut it into four and put the information, the hard-hitting information on that little handbill and just hand it out wherever you go. And people finally got the message and realized that they had to phone and ham and really make these people we vote for. There's nothing wrong with that, because some of the councillors that we did elect were actually the ones that started the ball rolling. We got some new councillors put into office, and we just mercilessly went to them and said, look, this bylaw has to be changed. Here's what the bylaw should be look like. And finally, they started working on the other members of the council, because it was becoming a huge embarrassment. There was such clamoring coming from the people.
Sure. So, well, congratulations. That's great. That's real. But, you know, there's so many...
We also have to give credit to, we had some very ethical doctors and dentists here who stood up, because their profession was being tainted by this filthy issue, you know.
Sure.
So getting people with integrity involved and just being persistent is the way to change any dirty issue. In fact, the way the system was set up, it was set up to work, right? If people know how to do citizenship. But, you know, I was formerly a school teacher, and my mother used to say that citizenship has been taken out of the curriculum.
You know, oh, absolutely.
But writing those pointed letters to the editor and really being in their faces is what works.
Yeah. You know, we really shouldn't have to work so hard today to get our voices heard. I mean, you know, we have all the technology on the planet, and we now know that whether you're talking about federal, state, or local politicians, we know that they're on the take. We know that when they're on the take, they're always taking to render the wrong answer. And we just can't keep doing this. We can't leave this for our kids. They don't have time to march around and, you know, issue after issue after issue. I mean, running around with pieces of paper today, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, you can pay your bills electronically, but we have to keep we the people have to keep acting like we're, you know, 200 years ago. I mean, it's just sort of a crazy, crazy system. And I don't know.
The little handbills were very effective, because, you know, when you're standing in the line in the grocery store, you just start talking to people and you tell them about the issue and you say, hey, can you help? And the more people learn the skills of citizenship and how to have conversations, like, you see, we think government's going to give us help, but when we don't understand that we sometimes have to stand up for the things we need, and I think this is what we have to teach the younger people, how to be involved, how to be interested in politics. Yeah, sure, they're interested in the latest movies and this, that, and the other, and all the Hollywood gossip, but are we interested in looking at the city council gossip? Most people say, don't bother me with politics, don't talk politics. Well,
right.
Of course, I guess in Canada, people are a little bit less rabid than they are in the U.S. politically.
No, they're pretty mild here, I'll tell you. They've been lulled to sleep with naked dating and naked Survivor and sporting events. And,
yeah.
You know, we've been
Honey Boo Boo.
Pretty much dehumanized, I would say.
But you know, Honey Boo Boo.
I guess part of consciousness is learning how to stand up for yourself and to have a backbone, and it's all about learning and sharing and the wisdom of the elders. You know, it's sad today how the elders are shuffled off into old folks' homes, and, you know, the young people don't even have time to learn about some of the issues. You know, I really think that my parents lived in a wonderful era where we really did have communities and people cooperated and communicated, and I think we need to reclaim that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And what they did here in America, I don't know what happened in Canada. I love Canada. I love the people, and I love fishing there. It's just absolutely wonderful. But what they did here, they started this busing thing, you know, where instead of walking to your closest school, they've got these kids being bused all over the place. And if you look at the, you know, the history of our communities, you know that, you know, homes built around the school, and then businesses built around the homes, and And that's the way it all started. But what the geniuses in Washington did back in the 60s is they started this stupid busing thing where, you know, kids are sitting on buses for a couple hours a day and they can't really, you know, they don't know the
they
kids
don't get
on...
proper ex- they don't get proper exercise. The other horror story is you walk into these schools and they're horrific places. They look like little mini lockdown prisons. You know, the doors are all locked and you have to check in and sign in and wear tags. What have we done? When we
absolutely.
This, you know?
Absolutely. But, you know, as they've stolen, I mean, we do know that as the economy gets worse, crime goes up. And over the years here in America, and I would imagine it's the same way in Canada, what they've done is the politicians have used their power, they've raised their hands and increased taxes, which leaves, you know, individuals and families with less and businesses with less. And they've really destroyed the economy by legally stealing our money. You know, we in our communities, people don't realize that the economy is bad for one reason. There's no cash. They've sucked the cash out of our communities. It's very similar to an engine without oil or a body without blood. As that has happened and made our communities more desperate, crime is on the rise, and then you include how they're programming us with junk over the TV and other, you know, communication venues. And it's, we're being programmed to be just absolutely immature and stupid and crazy and violent and oversexed. And we have nothing to say about what comes over our airwaves. You know, they control our airwaves now. They control our energy. They control our kids. They control our education system. Now they control our health care. They control our lives. I mean, this isn't the New World Order. This is the New World Plantation. And,
I'm happy to see that people in the States are rising up against Agenda 21 and the mandate that's coming down from the United Nations. I mean, we don't need a fourth level of government. Good God, let's just reclaim our civic government. And from there, it ripples up, I think. But we don't need to have a world government. How do you make world governors accountable? You don't bump into
you
them at the grocery store, right?
Yeah. If your city council's not listening to you, obviously the world political people are not going to listen to you. And you're
absolutely
right.
The real power is at the grassroots level where we can interface face-to-face and do what is right.
Absolutely. I hope you take a look at our website. I think you'll like it. It's onevoicenow.org. I think you'll like the information, and there's a video on there.
And you've also written a book, haven't you, David?
Yeah, that's on our website as well. It's called 300 Million Minds Changing America Piece by Piece, P-I-E-C-E by P-E-A-C-E. And we have the communication technology that we've never had before. We couldn't even be talking about this if we didn't have it. But the politicians aren't going to put this together for us. We have to put it together for ourselves.
They hate it.
They hate the idea of we, the people, voting directly on the issues that affect our lives.
Well, you've been fighting this for how many years now? 25?
I started 25 years ago when I first heard about NAFTA, when the people in Washington were intentionally sabotaging the most productive country on the planet by giving tax benefits to corporations to do away with the good jobs in America and promote slavery in other countries. And I couldn't believe that the American people didn't go absolutely crazy. And just before that, you know, they programmed us with this concept of trickle-down economics, which they lied to us because it was never trickle-down. It was trickle-up, and that's why now 5% of the population owns 80% of the wealth, leaving 95% of us to fight over the 20% that's left. And that's why crime and prisons and everything else are totally out of control. It's like putting having 10 people sit around a dining room table hungry, and you put enough food down there for 2 people, and it's only a matter of time till things are going to get out of control. And that's what's going on in America, and that's what's going on in countries around the world.
Yes, one of the things that I thought was interesting is looking at how we use words. And with the fluoridation issue, you know, it was always a debate. Well, when you have a debate, it means that there's one side against the other side. If you can frame an issue as a debate, when we insisted, instead of debating fluoridation, we insisted that they rethink fluoridation. And that changed the whole issue so that people were talking about, well, what is health? What is dental health? What is good hygiene, etc., things like that. So the trap of words, another word that I really hate is that word job. I much prefer the word meaningful work that's remunerated.
Well, I think what you've just presented are just wonderful ideas that should be implemented in our country, community by community, and rethinking so many things in our lives. And, you know, here in America, it was the Department of War that they changed the words to Department of Defense. So every time they go wage war on somebody, the American people go, well, gee, we're just defending ourselves by shock and awing those people in Iraq for 10 days straight, 24 hours a day. And when we're done, they're going to welcome us with open arms. Really?
Yes.
The words
are so important. Like, one of the words we started using when we were doing the fluoride issue is, we want a fluoridectomy.
Very good.
You know, if we're going to use medical terms, let's get accurate with these terms.
Very good. But, you know, I really know and I really believe that if you could have presented that information directly to your community in a fair way, both sides, I'm not talking about, you know, a long period, we're talking about a 10-day period, let's say, where, you know, people could have gotten the information and they could have voted directly on that issue, I think you would have won hands down. And I think the people would also feel better about the fact that that decision came from them as opposed to coming from 14 people that somehow they're, you know, we wonder why society is immaturing. And that's it, and it is in my estimation. I'm 65 years old, and I've never seen such an immature society in my life. In fact, I think the kids act more mature, the children act more mature than the adults here in America. I don't know what's happening there, but when you look at the system that we're trying to all function in, you know, our system has room for 535 adults at the top in Washington, 150 in state capitals, and 9 that sit on a city council. Well, if they're the adults, what are we?
Right. Another comment I'd like to make is we did make this fluoridation issue an election issue at election time, and we were unsuccessful in getting the media on side. But we personally, a bunch of people, it actually was a small group of people who were focused, who managed to attend civic meetings and raise the issue over and over again. And then when the new city council convened, we smacked them right between the eyes and we just said, this has been going on for a number of years and we want it cleaned up. And they knew we weren't going to go away because we were going to sit in those city councils and glare them down.
Yeah.
So they had incentive to work on it. So, you know, this, we do have elections and there is a purpose for those elections to dump out the old wood and put in fresh, fresh sticks of wood, right?
Yeah.
And we can do that. We can influence those elections if we get off our duff, you know.
Usually here, the way it is somebody will sneak into office on a particular issue, and then after you get them in office and they're just like their predecessor, you know, that power, that absolute power corrupting absolutely gets to them. And,
well, they're all in the same group. They're all in the same groups, David, whether it's Masons or the Shriners or some other kind of group, you know, they all claim not to know each other, but when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, they're all in the same groups.
They collaborate behind the scenes. Yeah.
Y'all might be in the same families, too, cousins
or something. And we have to stop relying on such a tainted way of making decisions that affect our lives. Very little of it has to do with the truth. It has to do with politics and bribery and organized crime and money laundering and just about any other corrupt thing that you can. And we're seeing people around the country, around the world being taken down, you know, being exposed for all the corruption. I mean, look at that. Who was a Yasser Arafat back when he was supposedly cared so much about the Palestinians. When he died, he had hundreds of millions of dollars, of our dollars, that were supposed to go to benefit the Palestinians that ended up in his personal bank account. And, you know, you just can't keep doing this. I mean, this is just a silly old system. We don't use anything from the 17th century anymore. In the 21st century, there's, you know, everything's really been improved.
Well, we still use the same political system and the same deceptions and the same corruption.
And that's the problem, because that is our decision-making system. Our brain.
It is.
And the problem is every time you make a decision, if it's the wrong decision, you know, it's like taking a true and false test. The more wrong answers that you get, the more you regress, as opposed to the more right answers that you get, more you progress.
Not today, anyways, with the No Child Left Behind and the Common Core, David. Everybody passes.
Right, right. I was
really embarrassed. Somebody told me that our prime minister has been nominated for a Nobel Prize, and he is one of the biggest war criminals going right now, advocating the militarism that's going on over there in the Middle East. Like, why don't we just stay home and let the Middle East figure out their problems? Why are we hooked into this globalized?
Because there's money involved. Because there's money involved.
You have to feed the military-industrial complex. We've been feeding it here in America ever since. I mean, we really started feeding it during Vietnam, and it hasn't quit. They figured out that you could make huge sums of profit off of selling these weapons of mass destruction, and now we've saturated the whole world with them. And then we scratch our heads when, you know, this ISIS is driving our trucks that we paid for and using our missiles that we paid for, and, you know, giving these people our money and our military and our letting them direct decide the direction of our country is just absolutely stupid. Just stupid.
I'm not an anarchist. I'm a minarchist. I believe in minimal government, but in monitoring the people that do make the decisions and whatever. So anyway, I just thought I would phone in and congratulate you on the grassroots activism.
Yes, and thank you for calling in. And thank you, David Frank, for coming on. Filling on the first hour.
My pleasure, Steve.
All right, everyone. We'll be right back.
Steve, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you, Colin. We'll be right back after this break.